thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Luke chapter 5, verse 3, he sat in a boat and taught the crowds from there. Do you want to see God bless your business? Invite him into it. Allow him to use your business to do his business. Peter did that. He had a fishing boat and one day invited Jesus on board so he could use it to preach to the crowd on the shore. Jesus brought blessing with him and afterwards worked a miracle that caused Peter's boat to be so full of fish it nearly sank. Some people think the business isn't a spiritual activity, so they don't consult God until a crisis occurs. But that's an artificial separation. And if you're a business owner, you should consider it an honor to have the opportunity to invite Jesus into your business. What a privilege! Henry Giles, a 19th century preacher, said, "There is no task so low that we may not elevate it, so dull that we may not enliven it, if we understand that what we are doing is service to our Lord Jesus Christ." From Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6, "All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests of God." In Bible times, priests worked in the church while the kings went out and did battle. And when they won, they brought back the spoils to finance the work of God. So if you're in the business end of things, you're a king. And one aspect of that calling is to be willing to help finance his plan for reaching the world with the gospel. A Vision's word for today is, use your business to do God's
business. The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.